Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. Today we follow the order of Matins found on page 219 in Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 499, Come Holy Ghost, Creator Blessed. The text is Psalm 68. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Acts, the first chapter. So when the disciples had come together, they asked Jesus, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Jesus said to them, It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? This was the burning question as the disciples gathered on the Mount of Olives, according to Acts 1, just before Christ ascended on high. Jesus rebuked the question, as we recall. It's not for you to know the times and the seasons that the Father's own authority sets. That's a strange way to say no, isn't it? It's a strange way to say, how dense are you, my disciples, that you've not figured out that my kingdom is not of this world, and my liberation is not from the oppression of Rome or of any other police state? But as usual, whenever Jesus seems to bat away a question, we should be all the more certain that he is, in fact, answering that question. Because he goes on to say, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of all the earth. That's why Psalm 68, this great war psalm that we've sung, is the introit psalm for the Feast of Pentecost. The Spirit of the Lord fills the world, alleluia, and that which contains all things has knowledge of the voice, alleluia. Pentecost is the answer to the disciples' question, or at least in part, because the Spirit at work in the witness of the apostles, the witness of the church, is the advancement of the kingdom of God. The procession of God, as the psalm has it, goes forth from captivity into strength through the enemies and into salvation. It processes toward the holy place of God to which the Gentiles also come. Why? Because the voice that sounds, the Lord gives the word. Through the word of God, the announcement of the gospel, that is, the Spirit himself not only fills the hearts of the faithful, but also of the world, bringing all to his holiness. Now, singing Psalm 68, maybe we're just as surprised or confused as the disciples were, wondering in what way the kingdom of Christ is not of this world. I mean, here is a psalm of very physical war. Enemies are scattered, fleeing from God and perishing. We hear the recounted story of a very literal advance, the children of Israel marching through the wilderness with the Lord going before them, scattering kings, poor Og, the king of Bashan, getting the worst part of it. There are pools of blood, there's valleys of bones in this psalm, the trampling underfoot of those who delight in war and in tribute. Well, that sounds like this world, all right. But unlike this world, the purpose of this procession is not the power of men, nor, of course, is that the driving force of the procession. The weapon that succeeded best for Israel, always in the Old Testament, was the word. It was the reputation of their Lord, always. And at the end of their procession is not the king, not the throne in Jerusalem, standing on the heads of the Canaanites or Greeks or Romans or whoever might be oppressing us now. No, the end of the great procession is his temple. The power by which you have worked for us is your temple at Jerusalem, Lord, to which kings bear gift. Even the heathen kingdoms of the earth now stretch out their hands. Behold, he sends out his voice, his mighty voice. Awesome is God from his sanctuary, not for death and destruction, but for compassion. He's a father to the fatherless, protector of widows, the one who settles the solitary in families. Our God, dear Christians, is a God of salvation. And to him, to the Lord, belong deliverances from death. The time of holy conquest by physical force is long over for us. The son of peace from the line of the warrior David has at last come to us. Christ has ascended on high, leading captivity itself captive. But by the gifts that he has given to men now, the outpouring of his Holy Spirit, this is how he is restoring his kingdom, how he himself is wrestling for his true Israel, the Christian church. Christ Jesus, the temple who is made without hands, draws to himself all nations without distinction, all nations to himself through his majestic voice. And that is the voice that speaks forgiveness, mercy, reconciliation, eternal life, which brings peace that this world can never give. Dear Christians, Christ's procession of life is on the move. Hear his voice. And, O world, hear this voice and join in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Michael and Irene Paul, who serve the Lord in Taiwan. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.